Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And for those of you who may be just tuning in for the first time and don't know a lot about me, I am an internet marketing expert. I help small business owners use the online tools that are available to help them attract their ideal client. And that's sort of what this podcast is all about as well, is helping you come up with the message and then helping you to be able to distribute that message effectively so that you can be able to grow your business, reach those clients, get that, connect with those people who are going to love and buy your products and services that you have to offer. Now, in today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Instagram. Instagram is a social networking site that is all about visuals, the visual image, graphics, and photos, and it's very popular with the under 30 crowd. So if that is your particular target audience, then that is who you should seriously consider using Instagram. And I've shared some tips with you about Instagram analytics, I think was one of the last podcast episodes I talked about. So I'd encourage you to find that one on iTunes or Stitcher Radio and check it out. But today I want to focus on specifically some tips and tools that can help you to be able to improve your marketing so that you can reach and engage with your audience on Instagram. So let's get right into it. So the first one I want to talk about is the first tip is to make sure that you're tailoring your images to your particular audience. So that means look at what types of images and photos that your audience is already sharing and liking, and then see if you can't incorporate that same type of photo in your marketing or share that type of thing, those types of graphics and in your Instagram marketing. So, you know, it could be maybe photos that are showing inside your office or things like that. So be able to let people in a little bit on the behind the scenes is actually a good thing to be able to do of what you have going on in your business. And that'll probably be a good strategy for you to do. Now, the next thing to do is to enhance your photos. And I've definitely been playing around with a few different tools that are out there. One that I like to do, because to be able to get really, in order to get the most like likes and shares and comments on your photos, they really have to be as best as they can be. So, you know, even though our smartphones today, like, you know, the iPhone and the Androids do take really great pictures, there are some cool apps out there that you can use to really kind of enhance things and brighten them up and make things look really great. So one is called VSCOcam, and it's spelled VSCOcam. And I'll actually, I will put a link to this in the show notes today. It's available for both the iPhone and Android phones. And this is really cool because there's two different kind of things that you can do with it when you go to this app. They have some things where you can you can adjust the saturation and the brightness and the temperature of your photo. And then they have these other things, where you can, again, just kind of change the coloring a little bit, the tint, all sorts of cool editing tools. You can crop it and all that stuff as well, and these different filters that will really make your photos appealing in Instagram. Now Instagram now actually supports non-square photos. Just so you know, the square shape does still perform the best. So if you use a tool called InstaSize, which is again available for iPhone and Android, you can actually choose a photo and scale it exactly how you want it within the square shape. Now, I haven't tried this one yet, but I'm going to be checking this one out because I think this is a really cool app. It can also add a white or colored border around the edges, so it keeps its original shape in the square box. I'm definitely going to check this one out. This one sounds like a really, really good thing. I've heard about this one recently, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. So that's a good thing. Another tip for you is to use text overlays on your images, because, you know, if you're just sharing generic content, I should say, that doesn't really connect to your brand, it's kind of a missed opportunity. So instead, create messages and graphics and designs that actually tell users something valuable. This could be maybe a quote connected to your brand, or an announcement about a new product or a contest, or maybe you're having a sale. So there's lots of apps out there that will help you do that. And I'm blanking on one right now. I know I've got one that I have on my phone that I use. I'll look it up and I'll put it in the show notes because I'm forgetting what it's called. Textgram is coming to mind, but I don't think that's correct. So I will come up with it and I'll include that. Okay, another tip for you. Tell a story with a caption. Because yes, even though Instagram is a photo sharing app, the message, writing our message is also a key component to your success. So use some sort of caption to be able to help you tell a story. And as a result, you're going to get stronger engagement and you're going to create a deeper connection with your audience. And of course, that leads to more sharing, commenting, and loyalty. So keep that in mind. One app that you might want to consider is an app called Hemingway. And this tool actually marks adverbs, passive voice, overly long sentences, and more. So you can paste your text in the editor to make sure that your writing is active and easy to read before you go ahead and hit publish. Okay. Let's see. Next tip is to leverage trending hashtags. Because, you know, I'm sure if you're familiar with Twitter at all, you know, Twitter will have the top hashtags of the day, trending topics, and that's a good way to connect on Twitter. Well, same thing with Instagram, I should say, because their search and explore feature will show you the trending hashtags of the day. So when you are getting ready to post on Instagram, look through there and see if you can find something that is related to your business that would make sense. And then you can post a photo or something and use that specific hashtag so that you can kind of, you know, piggyback on the conversations of the day. So that'll be a great way that you can extend the reach of your content and your brand. Okay, I think that's going to do it for today. I'm going to, I have a few more to share with you, a few more tips to share with you, but I think I'm going to save those for tomorrow because, I know the power of the message and I know how to get you to come back, because I would love for you to come back and listen to, I think I have about four more tips and tools that I'm going to share with you. So I encourage you to come back and listen next time. And the only way you're going to be able to do that really is to make sure that you are subscribed to Write, Sell, Succeed on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. And as always, I encourage you to also hopefully ignore the dog barking in the background. they're making themselves known today. I do have two dogs. I don't know if I've shared that with you. I have two dogs and two cats. And most of the time, my puppies are nice and quiet. But in case you hear a little bark in the background today, that's what that is. Anyway, I digress. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, so subscribe. Oh, and also, if you could be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, that would be awesome as well. I would greatly appreciate it. And also, connect with me on social media. I would love to hear from you. I would love to be able to know if you have any concerns or questions or ideas for future podcasts. That would be great too. So connect with me. You can find me on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed. I am on Instagram too at Gloria Rand. So I would love to have you check out some of the photos and graphics that I have posted on my Instagram account. So that would be awesome too. I would love to connect with you. So, and if you're doing that, use the hashtag again. Use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed. And, you know, I'll follow you back. Ha ha. How about that? Such a deal, right? Okay. So yeah, until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing you all much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sales Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSaleSucceed.